Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
People born to those who pledge their lives in sacred honor will smile upon by God. Chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered. For preserving peace through strength, his wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those in 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand. So it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.
Our core has done two things for this
And welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with my special host, Mr. Virgil, who's here with us tonight. And Ann will be here with us here within the next couple of days or so, and I've been talking to her. I'd like to do a special shout-out to all of my fans and listeners out there that's just joined us. We welcome you aboard, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show and everything. And just want to tell you, we had a long, slow weekend, but it's over, and Monday, and we've got a fresh new start today. Hey, Virgil, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, doing good. Can hear you real good now.
Good, good. So I had to figure out some things. I'm having computer issues, so I got to update my computer tonight and other things. So we're going to have technical difficulties again.
Well, what out of the many things happening in the world is on the agenda tonight, Joseph?
Exactly, exactly. So, but anyway, I got to tell you, you know, we got the North and South Korea fixing to make a big step next month, and everything with the President Trump. And I'm hearing all the liberals and Democrats screaming, hoping that it fails, and all this and all that. And, you know, and honestly, I think that it's going to succeed. And it's gonna shock the entire liberal world, you know, and everything. And he's accomplished this. He did this in ways that, you know, I think he literally scared the shit out of Kim Jong.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, all right, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, the Bush crime family, the Clinton crime family, and Barack Obama could not accomplish this. All these presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we have an outside-of-the-box candidate, which all of this liberal world predicted that he didn't have a snowball chance in hell of becoming president, now has gotten one of the most hateful dictatorships in the world to come to the peace table with its rival, South Korea, and try to finally sign a peace treaty to end the de facto state of war that they're in right now.
Exactly.
You know, all of these accomplishments, they just do not want to give the man credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's outside the box. He's anti-establishment, which we all are. We're tired of that. You know, it's come time for the liberals to just shut the hell up, either get with the program or get the hell out the way or get across the border. One of the three.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they got illegals hanging on the fence now. All you got to do is jump up. They'll grab you and pull you over back to the Mexico side or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go. You know, if America is so much of a travesty to you and it's so oppressive and your president is such an obscenity to you, you know, take your happy ass somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
But give credit when credit's due. The man, he's going to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and he should get it. If anyway, I mean, Barack Obama, they should take it from Barack Obama and give it to President Donald Trump, because Barack Obama ain't done shit.
I have to agree, because I actually stated that on Twitter last night that, you know, the Nobel Prize Committee should take away Obama's prize and give it to Trump. Wouldn't that rile up the liberals?
Oh, anything would rile a liberal. I mean, you know, I'm surprised they're not protesting white chocolate. You know?
Right.
And cookies, you know?
Right.
You gotta put the brown and black chips with the white chocolate. That's racist. Just having all white chocolate. That's racist.
Right. And you know what's funny is that, you know, I've been watching, paying attention for the past couple of months and everything, and you know, there really are. They're hoping he goes to prison before he goes and gets his Nobel Peace Prize. You know, that's not going to happen. Trump's not going anywhere.
No, the thing is that it's just like I said before. You know, they're going down in flames. They're going down in flames.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Stormy Daniels issue. All right, this tramp is filing a defamation of character lawsuit against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell do you defame an ex-high-priced call girl? I mean, an ex-stripper turned high-priced call girl turned porn star, a paid whore. How do you defame that?
And
what possible thing could you say that she hasn't heard before that, you know, that defames her?
Right.
And why did she take the $130,000?
Right. Well, plus she's back making porn movies, you know, and she just recently today had just filed another lawsuit because claiming that Trump degraded her in that fake sketch. You know,
but on the flip side of that coin, Judge Roy Moore is filing his own lawsuit against these floozy, flake-ass bitches and their lawyer for what they did to him in the Senate race.
Yep.
So now it's come down to put up and shut up. All it is, what's going to happen, all it is, more ammunition for us. More ammunition for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because either they're going to tell the truth, or they're going to commit perjury and get caught and go to jail.
That's like Trump bragged this morning. Exactly. It's like Trump bragged this morning on Twitter is that, you know, every one of these news media sites, Democrats and everybody else, is falling for his little trap that he said. He didn't say so many words, but that's what he meant.
Well.
Yeah, you know.
But only, you know, the man worked hard. He tried hard to reason with North Korea. He tried to. Now, he's cut that deal with China. He's cutting deals with everybody. He's giving everybody a piece of the pie, making it worth everybody's while to come over to our side on this issue. And Kim Jong unstable. I mean, he's a spoiled little brat, but he ain't stupid. He knows he can't fight the whole world.
Right.
So it's in his best interest. It's in his best interest to start sucking some serious ass right now.
It's amazing because, you know, with everything that's been going on, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we went in with all these big bombs and stuff, and I think it pretty much scared him and realizing, well, he's being serious now, you know, and
yeah,
everything.
You know, Kim Jong-un didn't think Trump had the balls to launch missiles. Well, guess what? We can launch missiles, too, and we can hit what we're aiming at.
Right. So, and, you know, and it's just like, too, like, back when Reagan was in office with Patriot missiles and stuff, you know, nobody thought that he was able to use them, but he dropped one of those right in front of Gaddafi's front porch. If you remember correctly.
Well, he used F-15. They used F-15s with Mavericks on Gaddafi's ass. You know, we have a missile called an Exocet. And a ship missile. That son of a gun can hit a ship 100 miles off fired from a plane. So, you know, we have an advanced military. We have advanced technology. It's just it costs money. And when Obama started defunding the military, you know, things just kind of went down and got in a state of a bit of a state of disrepair. But Trump is going to. In fact, they're refitting the military with a lot of new equipment, a lot of state-of-the-art equipment. And what's good about that is that a lot of that surplus equipment is coming up for sale, and I'm trying to buy me a Hummer.
So, well, you know, it's like, some of the stuff that Kim Jong has is very old. It's not up to date or anything. And I think he became aware of how serious it is, you know. But it's good to see that him and South Korea is actually going to end their 65-year war that they had. I watched an news feed the other day, seeing them both cross the border together and hopping back to the border together. That was something to see. Never seen before.
Well,
yeah.
You see a lot of people, Joseph, they don't know because they don't teach it in school about how this came about with North and South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They couldn't come to a peace agreement at the table. So basically, they came to the agreement. They set a time limit. They said, okay, a certain time, I think it was 12 midnight. I don't remember the date, but I know it was 1953. At 12 o'clock, we're gonna cease fire. Everybody's gonna cease fire. Up to then, whatever you take, whatever land you take, whatever territory you take, if you can hold it till 12 o'clock midnight, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And we held them at the Americans, South Koreans, and their allies. We held them at the 38th parallel.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a couple of miles.
Right.
And it was called an armistice. The same thing was in World War I. You see, there was no peace treaty signed. The only country that really surrendered was Germany. And all the other countries went into what's called an armistice. And that's where it comes up. Memorial Day was originally Armistice Day. The end of World War I.
Right.
Well, the armistice took place between North and South Korea at the 38th parallel. The country stayed divided. And basically, they've been at a de facto state of war ever since. No peace treaty has been signed. But there looks like there is going to be a peace treaty on the horizon. And Kim Jong-un, unstable, I call him. Kim Jong Unstable.
Oh. Well, it looks like we lost Virgil. So, Virgil, if you're listening in, call back in. accidentally hit the wrong button. But, you know, what he's saying is that, you know, with everything that's going on then is leading up to what's happening now and everything. So, but we'll give Virgil a little time to call back in. And everything, so I apologize for that, but we do, you know, we do hope this succeeds, and I do hope that he accomplishes his goals and everything that's been worked hard for. It's something that we should all be proud of, because America, you know, is going to stand strong again, and it's just like, wow, you know. In my lifetime, I never thought this was going to happen, to be honest with you, you know. So, but in meanwhile, so Virgil calls back in, and we are going to play some music and kill a little bit of time. But again, if you guys like to call in, the number is 917-889-3890 is the callback number, and we would love to hear from you. and everything. And I do miss hearing from Beverly up there in Australia. I know she's been doing a lot and everything on her end. So, but anyhow, do stick with us. And here is Virgil now.
Okay.
Hey, Virgil.
We're back on?
Sorry, but
we're back.
Yeah, you're back on. I accidentally knocked you off by accident.
Oh, okay. You whacked me out, huh?
I whacked you out by accident. But like I was saying on the air earlier, you know, everything from back in from Korea, North Korea and Korean War and all that, which is leading up to this point for peace. And it's astonishing to see what's going on in my lifetime because I never expected this to happen. I don't think nobody did, you know.
No, I didn't ever think I'd see that either, you know. But Kim Jong Unstable has finally realized you can't run a rickshaw in a race car race, you know. And basically,
yep.
You know, trying to you know be Billy Badass of the Orient, shooting all these rockets off and with his nuclear program and everything. And now even Israel has come across with some information that is very, very disturbing.
Oh,
about,
yeah, I was reading that.
About Iran. So
yeah, I was reading that.
They're going to be next on the chopping block.
Yep. And they've been lying. They've been lying about the nuclear program, and that's not surprising because, you know, we know that they've been building the nukes and everything. It was just a matter of where they have them hit at, you know.
Well, the thing is, you know, I know a lot of people don't put faith in this. You know, I
mm-hmm.
kind of take it with a little grain of salt, too. But you got to face facts with facts, you know. I read about Nostradamus. I've seen a bunch of documentaries on Nostradamus. And
mm-hmm.
Nostradamus says that's who's going to start World War III. It's going to come from Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And who is part of Persia? Iran. It's
yeah,
not
Iran.
You know, Saudi Arabia is
mm-hmm.
Arabs. But
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about Iran, Iraq,
well,
other countries next to them, things like that, that's
mm-hmm.
Persia. That's what's
mm-hmm.
referred to as Persians.
And who sits behind the borders of Iran and Syria? Israel.
That's right.
That's where it's gonna I've been saying this for the past 3 years. We did a special on this. And I don't know if he was around at that time, but we did a whole week special on this on another radio show. And you know, everything we talked about then is happening now, which is leading up to all this, you know, and everything. But you also got to keep your eye on China, because China will side up with Iran. We got to keep a close eye on them.
Well, the thing is, like I've said before, you know, if they nuke the United States, they're going to starve to death. They're going to
mm-hmm.
starve
mm-hmm.
because it's not only going to be, you know, a lot of people don't realize just how dangerous nuclear, you know, they have a sort of, you know, limited concept of what these weapons can do.
Exactly.
And, you know, back in the 40s and the 50s, when they were fooling with this stuff, they really didn't know what they were messing with till it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened up Pandora's box, and then you had the plutonium bomb, you had the uranium bomb, the hydrogen bomb, the neutron bomb, you know, and a lot of people don't realize what these things can do. Nagasaki
exactly.
and Hiroshima are nothing compared to what they have today. I mean,
uh-huh.
those are M-80s. You know, those are firecrackers compared to today.
Uh-huh.
I
Well, you know, God said he was going to destroy the earth with fire, and I think this is what he was talking about, you know, with the, and everything. Even Nostradamus predicted that it's not going to be the end of the world, but as we know it, but watch it all happens and start a new chapter will begin.
Well, like that woman said in the movie Terminator, whoever ain't wearing 10 million sunblock on that day is going to have a real bad day.
Right. And, you know, what's scary for me is I live right next, not too far from the nukes, which I can't, you know, we don't really know exactly where the location's at, but I know they're pretty close.
I know where it's at. It's in Los Alamos. It's in Los Alamos. I delivered water out there, heavy water out there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you think the president's got security around him? Go to that place.
That place is tighter than Fort Dix, man. Let me tell you. You know, I know I've lived out here for many years, and everything. And you know, even the San Diego Mountains up here in New Mexico is hollowed out. I have nukes inside those.
They almost tore my truck down to the frame searching it, in and out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was strip searched. I was, you know, I got paid good for the run, but I told them, I said, y'all ain't got to worry about me coming back here again. They said, you ain't coming back here again. We never use the same driver twice.
Right. So we used to work. Me and my uncle used to work up there, and we did construction work. We had to have a security one clearance, but even with that, they had guards around us at all times. You know, and I've seen stuff that I couldn't even begin to describe what I saw, but it was like in a 25th century down there, you know.
The thing is, I had an uncle. He's passed on now. His name was Eugene Hendricks. And he was in the Army back in the 50s. And he was a participant in the nuclear test they were doing out in Nevada in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
When they were testing the nuclear artillery shells and things like that. And he got exposed to this stuff, and later on in life, he was just, I mean, he might as well have just moved into a Walgreens pharmacy. He had to have 3 open heart surgeries. He had to take pills. You would not believe, I couldn't even begin to pronounce the name of some of the pills he had to take.
Right.
And he was limited to eating certain kinds of food and certain amounts of food and things. I mean, it just tore him up. It ruined his life. And, you know, these are things that we wish we could disinvent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wish we could turn back the hands of time and think of somehow else we could have made Japan surrender.
Right.
But what's done is done. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these things do not belong in the hands of people who shout death to America. This, you know, I just think back to the 80s, you know, when the Shah of Iran was exiled and Ayatollah Khomeini took over Iran. What if they'd have had these goddamn things then? We'd have all been fucked like a duck in the back of the truck.
Oh, exactly. You know, we said for years, Virgil, that Iran does not need nuclear bombs. We said for years, but who gave them to him? Obama did. He funded them? Obama did.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, like Saddam Hussein, with that super gun, had he completed that goddamn thing, he could have shot a nuclear artillery shell from Baghdad all the way to Tel Aviv, Israel, accurately, very accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And That's why he had to be taken out. That's why his program had to be eliminated. I mean, you know, those Scud missiles, they're not what you would call the most technical in the world. I mean, the old German V-2 rockets, I think, were more accurate than them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, these psychopaths, you know, I mean, you talk about here in America, you don't want nutcases to get a hold of a gun. Well, you don't
exactly.
want these unschooled, you don't want these unschooled shithole countries to get a hold of nuclear weapons.
Exactly. But here's the one thing that always sticks in the back of my head, Virgil, and I know it has yours. Where did those two missing nuclear bombs go? That was Obama currently was supposed to have. Where did they go? Nobody's ever found them yet. I'm thinking Iran has them.
Iran could have them. Kim Jong-un could have them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the Obama administration, there is no telling where those things went.
Mm-hmm.
There is no telling where they went.
Exactly. You know, that's a scary thought because that's always been in the back of my head because, you know, even back then, Obama
They could be in some crazy jihadist, you know, one of these son of a bitches has got it in the cooler at his corner convenience stores. You know the kind you got to holler
mm-hmm.
across the counter Marlboro about 10 times before they understand you. It could be there. It could be anywhere. You know.
But you know,
I mean,
this
is not a fucking TV remote that you fucking misplaced and you know you got to tear
mm-hmm.
the house to find. These are two nuclear bombs. These
mm-hmm.
things have the potential of killing hundreds of thousands, if not a million people with
mm-hmm.
one blast. I mean, going
mm-hmm.
from 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit in less than a second.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm. That's hotter than the sun.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is scary. That's always been in the back of my mind, wondering where those things went. Because back then, Obama had threatened to nuke Manhattan, New York. That's when they ended up missing. If they had been for the general destroying the nuclear bomb that was hidden there in that direction, New York, you know, we would have been at World War III because that's what Obama wanted. Everybody seems to think that we have forgotten all about that, but I've never forgotten about it. That's always been in the back of my mind. Why would he want us to do something like that? What was his purpose, you know?
Because George Soros told him to.
Mm-hmm.
George Soros, before George Soros dies, he wants to fulfill Hitler's dream of world socialism.
Mm-hmm.
A new world order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George Bush was not the first one to use that phrase, new world order. Check Adolf Hitler. He used
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentioned several times in his book Mein Kampf, which is George Soros' Bible.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
that is the head of the snake right there, George
yep.
Soros.
You know what? And what Trump's trying to do is he's trying to cut the serpent's head off. Slowly, you know, and everything. That's why if we could get South Korea and North Korea as our allies, and I think that's where it might head in that direction, you know.
Well, I don't think we're going to get North Korea as an ally, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
but we are going to keep them in the corner, sitting in the corner like a child sucking their thumb. And not speak until they're spoken to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway, we got to go on a break. And Stephen, when we come back, we'll be discussing about not Stormy Daniels, but we'll discuss about Michelle Wolf, and we'll continue the topic on here. And if you like, you call back, call us on the air at 917-889-3890 and everything. So we look forward to hearing from you and everything. So Virgil, sit back, and we'll be back here in about 15 minutes.
All right.
Better tea. baby, just spit me out. Don't worry about it, don't speak it out. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out. Don't scream about it, don't speak it out. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out.
But we criticize David Hogg Oh, no, you picking on a poor little child.
And he ain't no child. He's a 25-year-old grown-ass man. That fact's already been proven. He's a 25-year-old man. He's not a 17-year-old kid.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
He's a fake.
Oh, yeah, he's a fake. He's a fake, he's a fraud, he's a phony. You know, that's why I got 30 days in Facebook jail for calling the little son of a bitch a lying sack of shit. And he is a fucking lying sack of shit.
Yeah. I called him worse on Twitter.
No.
right on his Twitter account. So I'm surprised I haven't got banned yet. But you know,
he needs to just shut up, and him and Emily Gonzalez get together and eat each other's pussy. You know, that's
an attack on Sarah Huckabee. I mean, everybody says that she lies, she does this. No, she's there. She has not. That's the most honest woman you ever want to meet. I mean,
I'm going to tell you what, Joseph. Sarah Huckabee at the White House Correspondents' Dinner had every goddamn fucking right to come out of that chair and charge at that bitch and knock the living fuck out of her.
Yep.
She had every right in the world to punch the piss out of that bitch.
But she didn't. She didn't. But looking at the look on her face, she was disgusted. Just like me and some of the Democrats were disgusted by Wolf. You know,
she wasn't hurt. She wasn't hurt. I mean, she wasn't hurt. You couldn't hurt that woman with a Mack truck. That woman wasn't hurt. She was pissed. She was pissed. And look at this thing up here talking to her. This Michelle Wolf. Look at her. What did they do? Did they go to the fucking nut house and take her out of the straight jacket, throw her in an evening gown, try to do that fuck up spider web fucking hairdo she had on, and throw her in front of the fucking mic? I mean, this fucking bitch, you look in her face, she looks like she's on fucking meth.
And to top it off, let me tell you this, folks. I did some research, and I don't know if you guys remember any of this, but Wolf was charged back in 2015 for bestiality. She was screwing a dog. Got arrested for it. Not once, but more times over.
That poor dog. That poor dog.
And everybody's claiming she had freedom of speech. Well, yeah, but that was overdoing it. That was like oversipping a boundary there. You know.
Liberals always claim we have freedom of speech. But when conservatives exercise their freedom of speech, they're racist.
Yep, I was just gonna say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, but what she did was downgrading, and like I said, even the Democrats, a lot of the Democrats were pissed off at her as well for what she did. You know, and everything, but everybody's always claiming, you know, that Sarah Huckabee's a liar, she lies for the president, she does this, she does, no, she does not. She does not have a lying bone in her body, you know, and everything.
What did he lie about? Okay. He made promises during the campaign. A lot of the promises he came through on. A lot of the promises that he made, he can't come through on because he's got so much opposition. The man only has so much power as president. The man only has limited power by the Constitution. The Constitution limits his power. A lot of things he wants to get done has to go through Congress, it has to go through the Senate. But these rhinos are against him, and these pieces of shit like Chuck Schumer, that son of a bitch, wouldn't you like to bury him up to his neck and just go out there every day and hit him in the head with a baseball bat till it comes off?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a sorry, no good motherfucker right there.
But, you know, what's driving me kind of mad, too, is that, you know, it's like they're saying, you know, because the Congress has actually ended
the investigation was the Russian investigation. Even though Mueller's continuing it, but it's officially over. They can't find anything.
Well, the thing is, Mueller has now. It's a matter of you know, like when you get in an argument with these know-it-alls, you know, and every time you prove them wrong, and then you make a slight little mistake, and then they jump back and they say, "Aha, I got you." Well, what about the other 100 arguments I won? You know, they don't look at that. They look at one little mistake. You know, now if Sarah Huckabee, if somebody got up and at that dinner and made them kind of jokes about Michelle Obama, oh my God. Every fucking major city in America would be on fire. They'd have Black Lives Matter burning down every motherfucking thing.
Yep. Exactly. Even Black Lives Matter is seeing through the bullshit. That's why they haven't protested lately. They're waking up.
They don't have time to protest now because there's only 6% of the entire population that's unemployed now. And who's to thank for that? Donald Trump.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. But it's like too. It's like. You know, you don't see hardly any riots anymore. You don't see any of it. We haven't seen any of it in, what, 3 or 4 months? You know?
Even Antifa, you don't hear much about those punks anymore.
Nope. Every now and then, but not like we used to, you know? But
a bunch of them's in jail right now. They didn't realize how much time they could get for doing all that bullshit that they did on Inauguration Day. And a lot of states and municipalities have passed ordinances that, you know, that covering your face, that dog don't hurt no more.
You know, so yeah, they got put in their place, you know, but again, a lot of people are wising up. A lot of the blacks I've been looking on Twitter. A lot of the blacks are saying about 70% of them are going to be switching over to Trump. They're going to be voting for him.
They finally realize that they're being used. They're being hoodwinked, bamboozled. They're being used up. Kanye West. I never thought I would hear Kanye West come out with a conservative view.
Everybody did. Everyone did. Even the liberals are all pissed off at him now. You know, but I was like, I didn't believe it. So I researched it, and I was like, oh my God, it is true. He even did a rap for President Trump.
You know, and even that piece of ghetto, that hood rat, Snoop Dogg. You don't hear
he's
any of his poetry anymore either.
No, but he's starting to rethink. You know, he's rethinking. So a lot of folks you didn't expect are waking up and shocking the world right now.
I mean, you know, arrogance will get you so far before it starts getting you in trouble. And nobody, I don't care how stupid you are, nobody likes having their intelligence insulted. And every time these liberal, Democrat, socialists, politician dogs, mangy dogs, open their mouth. It comes out and they're insulting everybody's intelligence.
Yep.
They're insulting everybody's intelligence. But the bad thing is you have so many people that have been woven into the system and are so deeply brainwashed that they will never come around. They will never come home.
Right, I'm seeing it's a small number of liberals waking up as well. It's kind of like shocking, you know, but I'm seeing it with my own eyes, you know, and little by little, a lot of people are waking people up. A lot of talk shows like us are waking people up by passing that information after, you know. We don't know who's listening. We have no idea who's listening to us, but, you know, that's why we're here.
Here you have Diamond and Silk, okay? Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Two strong, very opinionated black women, plus size black women being discriminated against for the conservative views on things.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of woke up America too. And these black politicians at this Facebook is Zuckerberg hearing. This one idiot that thought the island of Guam was going to tip over, and this other one who tried to trick them into admitting that they committed perjury and all of this. They're waking up. They're looking at this. They're seeing at this. Well, damn, you're turning against our own people. You know, I mean, you tried to silence these two women for expression of their opinion, two members of the minority of Americans, and you know, if you're doing this to them, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to the rest of us?
Exactly.
They're looking, and finally, they're seeing the forest for the trees. Before they couldn't see, they could not see the forest for the trees, but now they're seeing the forest for the trees. They're realizing the trees are covering the forest, you know, and they're waking up and they're seeing this. And this is just in a year and 5 months. Just imagine when the next election comes around. Boy, it's gonna be a rodeo.
Exactly. I hate to say it, but the Democrats are so broke they're not going to be able to afford all this voter fraud. You know, they can't. You know, and everything. In fact, you know, these past two primary elections that just came up, there was no voter fraud. I was shocked. The one in Arizona and one in New York, I was shocked.
The thing is, what are you going to criticize Trump on? What are you going to criticize Trump on? You're going to criticize Trump for building up a stronger military. You're going to criticize Trump for building up border security. You know, you're going to criticize Trump for a
better health care system,
for an economy that's exploding right now. I mean, what issue do you have if you are a liberal to stand on? What do you have? Where are we going to stand on? Well, we're going to put you back the way things were. We're going to give you unemployment. We're going to give you high crime. We're going to give you health care to where you have to pay just
so much. What's what we're doing with Obamacare? I was paying so much out the ass, they canceled my Medicaid. I just got my medical back. I was happy as hell. I got my medical back, you know.
Wow, universal health care, okay? Universal health care for everybody that can pay insurance premiums high as a giraffe's asshole. You know, you're going to be able to keep your same health care provider. Bullshit. Go on the website and register. It's easy. Bullshit. The damn website wouldn't even work.
Right.
I should have told everybody how well
I couldn't see the provider I wanted. I had to switch doctors. I had a doctor I had for many years. I had to switch to a damn new doctor when Obamacare kicked in. And not only that, my medicine, I was supposed to, this is a true fact, guys. I was supposed to be on heart medicines, other kinds of medicines that were actually covered before Obamacare kicked in. Once Obamacare kicked in, none of it. I lost all of it. I haven't been on my heart medicines in over 3 years.
Well, you're not the only one, Joseph. There are countless horror stories. There are countless horror stories about the Obamacare fiasco. You know, I mean, you know, weapons of mass destruction wasn't shit compared to Obamacare for the United States. I mean, they could have released poison gas every day, and I don't think they'd have killed as many people as Obamacare killed.
Right, exactly. I mean, look at the mental health issue crisis we have in the United States. This is everywhere. I'm going through it with my 18-year-old son right now. In fact, I told you some good news the other day, it backfired in our faces today. I was pissed. Some idiot in the facility where my son's at helped him get an attorney and reverse the judge's order. And now my son is going to be let out on the streets tomorrow, back out on drugs, back up being homeless, where we had him in a facility where he was going to get a treatment program for 1 year. They could have got, and this was through Ron Gurney. You probably heard of him. He runs Tin City up in Arizona, a boot camp. That's where my son was going.
Well, Joseph, it's like this, you know, I mean.
And in 48 hours, I don't know how, because my son ain't that smart. And this all happened Friday, and today, they all got reversed.
Well, no matter whether it's incarceration in a penal facility or incarceration in a mental or drug treatment center, you know, you still have rights. You still have rights, unless you are completely declared incompetent.
Here's what happened. The judge finally revoked his rights because my son smarted off to him. It showed how incompetent he was. But somebody in the facility helped my son get an attorney today and reversed the decision. My son is very incompetent.
Well, Joseph, you can only help someone that wants help. You know,
exactly.
I've known many of people like this. I've known many a drug addict, or many a alcoholic. You know, my brother, he drank and drugged himself to death with pain medication and 90 proof liquor because he thought he didn't have a problem. You know, he thought he was okay and the rest of the world was fucked up.
And that's exactly how my son's thinking right now.
Thinking. And you just, you know, you can try to help those people. You know, they've got to want it. They've got to want to get off the drugs. They've got to want to stop drinking.
And we thought he was because this place where he was at, he actually said he wanted to help, and we were trying everything we could, and we did. We did get him to help, but some idiot reversed it and everything and screwed it all up. So now he's not going to get that help that he needs. They fucked up some part of my language, but they fucked up my son's life, and I called that facility yesterday, and I gave him an ass to it. And I will be there. I will be getting an attorney, trust me. I can't put a lawsuit on him. You know? But they don't realize that, you know? And they wonder why they have people like my son out there with AR-15s out in the streets. Not to say my son would. He wouldn't do anything like this, but this is the problems that we are having.
You know,
nobody cares.
It's not that nobody cares these days, Joseph. It's just in today's society, it's go, go, go. It's go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look out for number one. You have to look out for number one in today's society. You know, I mean, we've become so progressive and so mechanized and modernized and technology-wise and all of this. That, you know, we can try to help people, but there's going to be casualties. You have to try to help people that want
to
help
themselves.
And I hate to,
but I hate to say, but my son's going to be a casualty. I see it. I see it happening. I don't want to, but I see it.
You know,
he will be. You know.
You know, some people can just wake up one morning and say, "Hey, I'm not going to do this anymore." And some people, you have to put them somewhere, and you have to show them, you have to teach them that they don't need this, that life is not that bad. You know.
You're right, and that right. And that was the whole plan. That's what we were doing, and we had it all set up just for that reason. But somebody, some idiot went in and told my son, "Well, here, I'm going to help you." Got him an attorney this morning, okay? This morning, fast. We were shocked. I mean, I was so angry. You have no idea how angry I was.
Well,
you
ask them social workers. Ask those social workers. They'll do, my little brother, my youngest brother, was in and out of rehab centers and mental health facilities all his life. I mean, he had legitimate mental problems, but it just got to the point where we just got tired of fighting, you know, and we just said, okay, you know, do whatever you want to do. You know, if you wind up dead, we'll just bury you. And then that'll be it, you know.
That's what I told my son. I just buried my best friend last week over the same issue.
And he wouldn't stop with the drinking. He wouldn't stop with the pills. And eventually, it gave him cirrhosis of the liver. Then it turned into liver cancer. And he died a miserable death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a sister right now. My sister, my oldest sister, she's in a nursing home. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because she wouldn't stop putting that booger sugar up her nose. And she had a massive heart attack. And now she's got to be taken care of.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, with some people. But, you know, nobody got a guarantee from God when they was born that life was going to be fair.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And no matter how much you drink, no matter what you put on your nose, up your nose, no matter what you pop down your throat, no matter what you stick in your arm, guess what? It's the same world that you just left on that trip. The world. You know, God does answer all prayers. God does answer all prayers. But guess what? Sometimes the answer is no.
Yep, exactly. Sometimes Satan comes in and fights you that much harder because he doesn't want to lose your soul.
Well, I get into it a lot, especially with the Christians. You know, I don't subscribe to religion. You know, religion has caused more people to be murdered than anything in the world. I don't care what religion.
That's like I've always said.
I don't have a faith. But
that's like I always said. I don't have a religion. I have a relationship with Christ. You know, I always have.
I never
believed in religion.
The thing is, what I'm trying to say is, I get in an argument with a lot of these religious fanatics, what I call, you know, the hypocrite Bible thumpers. When I tell them, when they try to talk to me about God, I tell them, you know, God is an asshole. Whether you believe that or not, you know, God is an asshole. But he has to
also
be an asshole. He has to
also
be an asshole.
And it could also be a prankster, I know, because he's pulled many jokes on me many times.
You know, he has to
you know?
Be. Because if he wasn't, people would use him up.
Yep.
You know, he has to be. There is one power that people have, human beings have, that is more powerful than God. And that is the power to accept him, or that is the power to reject him. He gives you that power.
If you accept him, you'd be surprised. If you accept him, your life will turn around. Don't get me started.
If you accept God, okay, you have an insurance policy. If you reject God and you say there is no God, well, let me tell you something, buddy. You better be right. You better be right.
Mm-hmm. And I know from personal experience that, you know, God does exist. I could tell you some stories, but it's like, you know, my life, I've seen too much hurdle in my lifetime not to think there isn't a God, because I know there is. I've seen too much. I've seen way too much stuff.
You know, that's like everything. That's like these preachers that are up in this church, these evangelist preachers, and they call these people up to stage. They call, you know, and this is another thing about the liberals. They're like the people in the congregation with these evangelist preachers that call people up on stage that's in wheelchairs and on crutches, and all of a sudden they slap them upside the head and try to get up out the wheel. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you assholes all of this that believe in that shit. How come these evangelists ain't going to these hospitals and doing that shit to people with cancer and everything laying up in bed?
Even my pastor said the same thing. If all that was true, the whole world would be cured. There's only one person that could cure you, and that's God.
These evangelistic preachers that can put these healing hands on people, I mean, hell, they would, we wouldn't need no Obamacare.
Right. I've actually went to one of those once many years ago. You remember W.V. Grant?
Yeah.
The evangelist? I went to one of his healing shows, and actually he called me up on the stage. I didn't know, never met the man before in my life, and I was actually having a health problem. And he described my health problems to me, and I was shocked. I was like, how did you know all that? I never told you a thing, you know? He said, it's all in your, you don't believe in me. He says, you got to believe in God that's healing. Because I'm just a tool. It's God. You got to believe and have faith in God. That's where it comes from, faith.
But it's all about sleight of hand trickery. It's all about, you know, the advertising of $4.99 plus shipping and handling. And you get this free, you get that free. You know, it's all about that.
That's like
socialist liberal agenda is about. It's a dog and pony show. It's smoke and mirrors. It doesn't exist. It's an illusion.
Right. That's like with Oral Roberts. I know Oral Roberts very well. I know that whole family. I grew up. My grandma worked at Oral Roberts University. I grew up with Richard Roberts. I know them very well, and I can tell you, there are frauds, very much frauds. You know,
well,
it's like
that advertisement.
Yeah.
I know you've seen that advertisement on TV. Write us, or call in and get your free sample of Miracle Water.
Have you seen that one? Okay. Yep, I've seen that one.
You call in. Yeah, you'll get a free sample of Miracle Water. But then you have to make a donation to some off-the-wall Christian whatever
charity
organization that you never fucking heard of in your life.
Well, all that
you
money
know,
goes into their mansions and pays for those fancy cars and stuff they drive. It's like my pastor once said, these preachers are so rich and everything, billionaires, they could be helping the needy and the poor with all that.
I mean, send missionaries to Texas so they can baptize armadillos or some kind of shit like that, you know, or do exorcists on possessed jackrabbits or some shit, you know. It's just the most, and people fall for this shit.
Yeah, they do.
One lady I know had these people with the IRS, the scammers that saying they were with the IRS call. And she went and fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and sent these people $3,000.
I actually had them call me not so long ago.
My daughter-in-law got one of those calls and went into panic mode. And I called the local TV station and told them about it and had them call her. And they explained that, They're looking for these people. It's a scam. You know, don't fall for it. There was one on Facebook the other day. The Facebook Financial Assistance. Go to some website, and they had your name on there to get $150,000.
Yeah.
You know, and all it was a scam to get hack into your computer and get your information.
And I never fall for any of those because, you know, I had that happen to me once and had my account wiped out, you know. But the thing is that I have them tax scammers call me, and I told them, I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm on Social Security. I don't pay taxes, you know. I haven't in a long time. And I go, they're like, if you don't pay this so much amount of money, they're going to come get you and lock you up. I go, well, they can come get me all they want to. I can use a vacation.
I told them like this. I said, well, I said, the drug dealer I work for didn't send me my W-2s.
But, you know, it's ridiculous. You got to watch out for scammers because they're there every day, even on Facebook. I get hit with tens of trying to be military, pretending to be military soldiers from out of state, from overseas, you know, and stuff. But you know, and you got to watch for these fake women with these gorgeous bodies and stuff to tell you they love you and all that. Don't fall for all that, man. That's all scams.
You got Lonely Heart, you know, Sergeant members of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I mean, they just go. And these are the same people. These are the same people that the Democrats target.
Yeah.
And, you know, they know who to target. And believe me, it's unbelievable the numbers of these people.
They got your name on a list. That's how they get your number.
you know.
But anyway, will Trump get this Nobel Peace Prize? I think so. I think he'll get it. And it's gonna piss off all the liberals and socialists. But he'll get that Nobel Peace Prize. I guarantee it because I see it. You know, I predict it.
The thing is, President Trump, he doesn't talk beneath us. He doesn't talk above us. He talks to us. He uses language that is used every day in the oil field, in the offices, at work, whatever job you got. You know, I mean, he's real. He talks to you know. He's not the first person to use the term shithole country.
Right.
Do you think where do you think he learned it from? He had to learn it from somebody. He didn't just pull it out of his ass.
Right, you know, so it's like, but too, you know, it's like I tell everybody, stick with the plan. He's got a plan. Watch for it. He communicates a code to us sometimes, and we got to pay attention to those codes that he puts out there. It's not to degrade anybody or to deceive the country, but that's how he communicates to us, so let's know what's really going on.
He throws off
the media too.
he's a businessman. Every businessman has an agenda they make out. They just don't go tear assing around doing this, doing that. They do one thing at a time, they do it right, and then they move on to the next thing. That's how he became a millionaire. Now I'm not saying he's squeaky clean. I'm pretty sure he has done some dirty deals in his time. You know, I've never met a rich man that didn't have a few skeletons in his closet, and he probably does too. But when he was billionaire Donald Trump, that's when it mattered.
That was his business.
That's his business. As long as he didn't break any law. As long
while
as
he
didn't
was president.
Break any law. You know, the law says this, the law says that. But like I said, the law, there is no law that says, all right, you have to treat people fairly in the business world. You know, there is no law that says that. You know, if you can, if you're smart enough to sell people a diamond ring for 10 cents, and then it turns out they own a diamond ring that ain't even worth a dime, well, that's all people fall apart. You know,
right,
if you
well,
can talk to Joseph Bernard right now could talk 1 million people into sending him $1 each, what would that make Joseph Bernard?
That made me a millionaire overnight, and I could use the
That's
money,
right.
believe it or
that
not.
Is right. That is right.
Yeah.
You know, it goes up when our comes on Block Talk Radio.
And
hey,
I
want to,
you know, and I want to pitch this.
I'm a no good. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'm a no good bullshit con artist. Could you please, please send me a dollar each? Well, if they do it, that's their money. They're foolish
yep.
enough to send it to me. Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Foolish.
Well, it's
why
like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Virgil, that's what people are thinking because, you know, I want to pitch this out there. I started a GoFundMe, and I was very serious of what I put out there is that I want to help the homeless people. I want to help people like my son in situations because here in this county, we don't have facilities. We don't have shelters. The nearest shelter is 50 to 60 miles out of the way. And the homelessness is growing rapidly here in my community. So I put out a GoFundMe after, and you want to know something? I have not one donation yet. Not one donation. I'm pretty sure they're thinking it's a scam when it's not.
Well, there's so many people that view the GoFundMe as a scam. People have been scammed. Everybody in this country has felt, you know, at one time or another called scam.
Right,
and they got people doing it for their birthdays.
Even this one
Antifa piece of shit had a GoFundMe ad so he could go buy him a car so he could go get firearms trained.
Yeah, I remember that, and they did it, and they fell for it, but they won't go out and try and help fund a homeless shelter. That's my goal, is to buy a building. There's a hotel right down here that's been vacant for 3 years. Be perfect. To start a homeless shelter.
Well, the thing is, when you get involved with the homeless shelters, you know, a person that has just legitimately homeless and is trying and wants help and just trying to get back on his feet, you can do something for those type of people. But those homeless shelters that start out like that, Joseph, they end up as drug havens.
Mm-hmm.
They end up building up with junkie. Just like this place in San Francisco, you can't even go get on the goddamn train, walk to the train, because the tunnel smells so bad, and it's got junkies lined up, shooting up in public.
Everywhere. Yeah, I've heard.
Just shitting all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard stories like that. I've heard horror stories like that. Even in Los Angeles, it's getting that way. And everything, but that was why I wanted to do this with the GoFundMe and all that, because I see my son go through with it. It's not I'm being cruel to my son. The fact is, my son gets violent, and he can't be here with me because he beats on me. You know, so there's no way I'm going to risk it. So his only option is, and nobody in the family would take him in either because he's violent and stuff. But he chooses to be homeless on the streets. But we try to help him, like I was saying earlier.
If he chooses that, it's his life. Throw your hands up. More power to you, son. Go for what you know, whatever floats your bass tracker. You know?
Yeah, but actually, I told him that today. But it doesn't make me a horrible person because I'm sure, you know, any parent that's gone through what I've gone through, I'm sure they would do the same thing. I'm at that point where I told my son today.
With all of this going on in San Francisco, Los Angeles, all of this going on in California with the homeless situation and everything, why in the fuck do you want to let people come in from another country that have no jobs, no means of support, no housing, no nothing, and just contribute to the problem?
And that's like Trump
stated last night. That is insanity.
And that's like Trump stated last night, Virgil. It's to exhaust the system. It's to dangerously overpopulate over here to exhaust the funding, to exhaust the food stamp program.
Well,
that's what he
thinks,
you know.
Also he said that the immigration laws in this country are a joke, and they are a
mm-hmm.
joke. They're
yep.
they're a sick joke, and they
yep.
need to be changed.
That's
and that,
like,
is,
you know,
why, that is why. That is why they are so hell bent
mm-hmm.
on doing whatever dirt they can to get Democrats, these liberal bleeding hearts, reelected and whatever, and get more,
mm-hmm.
more of them in. Because if the states go red, more and more states go red, then it's guaranteed. We're going to have immigration reform. We're
exactly.
going to have immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's killing them. It's killing them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people don't realize how Democrats get all of this money. How these, you can, you know, $70,000-$80,000 a year salary in a for a congressman, but they're millionaires. They're multi-millionaires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do they get their hands on this money? Okay. Let's do it this way. Okay. We got a city that's in urban blight. Okay. What can we do? Okay. Wow. We use up what's called the federal grants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they apply for these federal grants, and because they're senators, congressmen, whatever, they get them approved. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now before we start any construction or any type of infrastructure program, we're going to have a study done. So they
mm-hmm.
hire Schister and Shyster accounting firm or whatever. They pay them an astronomical amount of money to make up some bullshit study about the situation and what's this and that and the other. Well, okay, they pay for the study. Then, okay, once these people get the money, it's their money. They do what they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
They, in return, make a campaign contribution. This
yep.
goes on. You may have one senator or congressman that has 20 or 30 of these scams going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making money hand over fist from these
yep,
grants.
A lot of them are kickbacks from these drugs that are sold in the market. They sell for high prices, you know. A lot of them are kickbacks from other resources and stuff,
well,
too. That's how they make it.
It's called
mm-hmm.
stock options. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's called stock options. You know, they do it in a back alley, under the table type way. And they just skirt the law on a lot of these things. And just
yep.
like these doctors, in these clinics, all right, these pharmaceutical salesmen come up to them and say, okay, don't prescribe such and such anymore to your patients for such and such
mm-hmm.
illness. Here, prescribe our drug and we'll give you 15% off of every prescription you write. Okay.
Right.
That's where you know, when you go to a doctor and you've been on a certain kind of medicine for years that works, oh well, we're gonna put you on something else. That something
mm-hmm.
else is putting extra money in that medical provider's pocket.
Right.
Let me say this,
that something else is called opiates. That's where they're making the money at. That's why we have the opiate crisis that we're having now. That's
exactly.
where all the kickbacks are coming from.
You know, and it's all scams. It's all, the point
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get, it's all scams, and it's all scams manufactured by the liberal democratic socialists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're liars, they're cheats, they'll do
anything. How do you think Maxine, right, and how do you think Maxine Waters got her billions?
Oh, yes.
You know.
I mean, you know, That thing there, oh my God. I mean, oh, yeah. You don't know whether to put that in a mental institution or a zoo.
Right. So, but, you know, we're going to have to close the show here in a bit, but I want to tell you we had a good run tonight with no problems. As we did earlier, we had to restart the show, but a lot of this in my computer, so I'll be updating my computer tonight, and hopefully that'll work. So, but anyway, I got to tell you, I foresee Trump getting this Nobel Prize, and I got to say, North Korea is actually doing, showing the world right now that, you know, they're going to go through with it and everything, and but we still got to keep a close eye out. But in the meantime, we got to keep a close eye on Iran, you know, and everything.
Well,
so I think when, you know, thank you there.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town. He's cleaning Dodge City up.
Yep. So, and his name is Trump.
That's it.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say, also I want to say, you know, Ann will be on her show. She said sometime in May, so she'll be on here pretty soon and everything and stuff. But she's still trying to take care of some loose ends with Ron's family, and she was doing that today and stuff. Say a lot of prayers for her. She needs it, and keep praying for me. I need it as well. And everything, and you know, just pray for each other. And keep praying for our country.
You know. See, the truth about Ann is, she's out there and she's collecting miracle rocks. And if each one of you sent us $4.99 plus shipping and handling, you know, when you get this rock, all your problems will be solved. Everything. High blood pressure, a high mortgage interest rate. Your car broke down. Just rub the rock on it, and the entire engine will be rebuilt. You know, you'll have a brand new car.
And you can use that rock for a weapon. You could throw it at a liberal.
Yeah. Or prevent a mass shooting in a school. Send it to school with your kids. It'll stop a mass shooter.
Yep. So that's called the miracle rock, folks. Hey, you know what, Rock? You know what, Virgil? You know what, Virgil? That gives me a great idea, and I'll tell you about it after the show. Let's just start a little thing called the Miracle Rock.
And for 1995, we'll send you an Iranian-made nuclear slingshot to shoot that rock with.
And you heard it here on the show.
it's called the Uranium One with a rubber band.
and please do not snort it up your nose, please.
No, don't snort it up your nose. Not too often.
But, you know, I haven't heard any more about the condom story. I think that died out. So I wonder what they're going to come up with next. You know, but anyway,
wouldn't that be the hell of a thing for you to put upon your tombstone? You know, died from choking on a French tickle. I mean, come on.
This person died of a snorting condom.
Having congressional hearings, you can't put ribs on condoms anymore. I mean,
or Tide Pods. But anyway, we got to close the show and everything, so we do thank you all for joining in, and please, you know, I can't stress anymore that you guys are more than welcome. The listeners, call in the show. You know, we've been on for about almost a month now. We haven't had a caller except for Beverly. She's called in. And your wife, Susan, called in a couple times and everything. But, you know, what's your opinions? This is your show. That's what the resistance is about, the real resistance. We're not fake like the liberals are, you know.
I think I might be scaring people off or something. I don't know.
But, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, well, what are you resisting? I go, oh, we resisted Hillary Clinton, or we resisted the Democrats, we resisted Obama, and we accomplished every one of it. I don't know what the other resistance group has done, but we're when we all resist, we resist together. We do it right, you know. It's a shame that these so-called resist groups, they don't even know what the heck they're resisting. Because I've actually called a few of them out on it, and they couldn't come up with an answer, you know.
It's like the question I've asked a million and one times. Name one thing that Obama did in his 8 years as president that offered incentives to anyone in America to better themselves. And I have not got an answer yet.
Yeah, I had somebody challenged me on Trump yesterday, and I forgot to answer him, and I need to answer him today. But Trump's accomplished much. He's grown the economy. He's strengthening our military. He's cut off everything Obama's done. He's redone everything. He's brought North and South Korea together. Let's see. I can keep going. That's, what, six right there?
He's proving to people that if you feel oppressed, well, you're oppressing yourself. Opportunity is out there. You just have to be willing to go out there
to get
and find it.
Exactly. So, but anyway, we're going to close the show, and I got to tell you, it was a good night tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and then everything. I'm starting to like this new time difference since we changed it. It's working out a lot better, and then everything, but Ann will be joining us here pretty shortly and everything, and we'll have some guest speakers on. I'm trying to get Ron Foster on, and oh, and I almost forgot. Ann sent me a text earlier to mention, and let me see. She said that she wanted to let everybody know about John Lamb, who passed away. And he's somebody who's very famous, and there's a PayPal. She sent me a link to it, but it hasn't showed up on my text yet. But as soon as that pops up, I'll put it up there on Facebook, and to give support for John Lamb and everything, and his family. So, but anyway, we're going to sign off, and want to wish you all a safe night and everything. And you know what? America is becoming great again, you know, and everything. So we just keep that train going, and that train is growing too every day.
That is right.
So, and I would like to say hello to Truth Talker, who's a regular fan and is also Virgil's stalker. So she's been listening to you on the show. So, and anyway, she's a good friend and everything. I was telling Susan that you had a stalker.
Yeah, she's listening at you right now.
But anyway, we all got to have stalkers. I got my old stalker too, so her name's Ann. But anyway, we did get a lot of support out there, and also I did get our show ratings, and we're gonna have grown. We got 100%
the
ratings this time.
Don't forget to put your orders in for the Hurricane Ann Mormon Miracle Rock. Please put your orders
in.
Get them
out of
the
land. And an Iran nuclear slingshot for 1995.
The uranium one.
So, anyway, we're going to close the show. You all be safe out there. And, Roger, I know you're on the road, so you be safe driving home tonight, you and Susan, and everything. So, good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Sayonara.
Sayonara. Good night, Chesty.
Well, it's all right.